Well, up next, a task force is recommending some changes to the University of Illinois field research facilities. As you'll hear, it could mean the closure of some U of I research sites around the state and the establishment of others. The Research Station Revitalization Task Force was commissioned by the U of I to review the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences Field Research and Education Centers. There are 7 of these stations, including the South Farms on the Urbana-Champaign campus. The other 6 are referred to as the Orr Center, Dixon Springs, Brownstown, Monmouth, DeKalb, that one's actually located in Chabadon, and St. Charles. If the commission's recommendations were to be followed to the letter, the dean of the College of Aces, Bob Easter, says those 7 would be merged into 5 units.
One recommendation is that we merge or combine 2 facilities in northern Illinois. There's one at Monmouth, one at Chabadon, and those facilities would be phased out as we create a new facility that would be in response to the needs of southern Illinois. That was one major recommendation. Another one is that the Brownstown facility, which is in the Mount Vernon area, would be closed, and that a new facility would be created somewhere in southern Illinois, more representative of the soils than we have at our current location at Dixon Springs, and the crop research programs, corn and soybean basically, currently down at Dixon Springs would be moved to this site.
The Dixon Springs facility would remain operational, concentrating on beef cattle and forestry research. The task force urges the University of Illinois to open the Dixon Springs facility to collaboration with Southern Illinois University. It did the same for all the facilities and their neighboring educational institutions. Dixon Springs is located in the Shawnee National Forest. It, like the other field research sites, would be retrofitted or upgraded to become what the chair of the task force called world-class. Ed McMillan says this means not only would agricultural research be carried on at the upgraded facilities, but each would be outfitted with high-end educational classrooms. Members of the Illinois agricultural community staffed the task force McMillan headed with input from university officials. Bob Easter, the dean of ACES, says the recommendation it made to close, combine, or move some of the research from one facility to another is thought-provoking.
Now it's our challenge to take these ideas, and there are some very good ideas, some things that we hadn't thought about, and determine how those would fit with the strategic intent, the plans of the college, and our capacity to respond. And so we'll work on that over the next several months.
The task force has completed its mission. The primary goal was to find ways to make the field research and education centers sustainable. That, of course, involves money along with the restructuring. The committee suggests the Orr Center funding model could be adapted for the field research sites across the state. The surrounding communities and educational institutions in western Illinois have heavily supported the University of Illinois' Orr Center, says Task Force Chair Ed McMillan. It has made the Orr Center sustainable, and that, he says, is the goal for the other research sites.
Well, first of all, the objective of sustainability model is to make sure that as we revitalize current facilities or as we put in new facilities, that we have the fixed assets in land, facilities, infrastructure to support the mission of teaching, research, and outreach. But in addition to that, that we have a long-term funding model so that we don't just have the assets put in and then we don't have the money to operate them going forward. So that's the driving force. What we're trying to find is a way to ensure that in the geographic area that the facility is going to support, that it has support from state funding, from geographic initiatives, whether it be college, junior colleges and other state institutions in the state, as well as the state of Illinois, and also constituents within that area, whether it be Republican or Democratic initiatives, individuals, it brings them all together with a common goal of supporting all that can come out of this facility.
It still, says McMillan, becomes a state funding issue. Yet if done properly, he and other task force members believe restructuring the U of I's field research and education centers will cause local buy-in. Now, this means collaboration with high schools and community colleges and other 4-year universities. It points to deliberate efforts to serve local needs. A good example can be made in St. Charles in the northern part of the state. That facility is in the heart of the green industry, and the task force says the College of ACES Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences Department should reach out to it. The dean of the College of ACES says that type of direct contact within a community is the reason the Orr Center near Perry in the western part of the state works.
The Orr Center is a joint effort, if you will, between John Woods Community College and the University of Illinois. They have facilities, teaching instructional facilities on that site. We have research facilities. Some of our staff actually deliver some lectures in their instructional programs. It's worked very well. And one of the strong recommendations from the community, from the task force, was that we work to better integrate the educational and research facilities in agriculture across the state, and we're supportive of doing that. And we have conversations with the other individuals responsible for leading programs at Western Illinois State and Southern Illinois University. And I'm optimistic that we can move in that direction.
It is a direction that coincides with the first premise outlined by the task force, that University of Illinois researchers have access to multiple locations around the state to address important local issues. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.